Screenshot it or take whatever you need from it. I just don't know how to send it, I guess. Okay.
So you're saying Monday at 1?
Yeah, 1 to 2. Yes, that's fine. Monday, does that work for you? Monday from, I have clinic, I'm there all day, but what I can do, like I said, is I can block off that chunk so they don't book any patients or clients in for me, so I just have you.
I just don't understand why you have time for this for me now, but you didn't have time to hear that I needed a C-section.
I'm so sorry, say that again, Laura?
You have time to do this now, but you didn't have time to hear that I needed a C-section.
Oh, I did hear that you had needed a C-section.
Yeah, when I was 7 weeks postpartum.
No, but during your pregnancy, though, we had... Oh, sorry, Laura. I'll tell you what I understand. During your pregnancy, my understanding is that you were still a very good candidate to TOLAC.
That's totally not correct.
But remember, the whole isthmus seal part, Laura, was... what you told us and the information
I told you that during the embryo transfer I was told I need a C-section. I have an isthmus seal. I had the appointment with Caitlin.
Yeah.
She left me alone with her midwife student. And I told this student this. That's why I'm asking for I want to know who knew what when.
Yeah. No, we knew about you verbally telling us the isthmus seal, but when we followed up on it with the note about the query nebosian cyst, that's all the documentation we had. And when
isn't that sketchy to you, Wendy?
Pardon me?
Isn't that sketchy?
Isn't
that sketchy? You got nothing about ultrasounds from my fertility clinic, and I'm telling you I have an abnormality. That didn't raise alarm?
It did raise an alarm, but I felt like I followed up on it, Laura. So meaning I had various providers. Like I remember sending an email to Dr. Hartman to try and say...
That email.
I know, but I also sent one on my end to see if they can follow
up. And you know what? He was wrong, Wendy.
He was wrong?
Yes. He cleared me for labor.
I know, but a bunch of us cleared you for labor.
Nobody measured me properly until I had a meltdown with Dr. Sharma at 37 weeks pregnant.
Yeah, no, I remember that. She called me.
Yeah, I remember it too. I think I literally have PTSD from this.
Oh, sorry. That's really not what I was trying to do. I think...
What were you trying to do? Why didn't you just order the scan for me?
Which scan?
The residual myometrium scan.
I'm pretty sure I did. That's the whole.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I'm sorry, Laura. Then, and I'm sorry if I misunderstood, because I really thought I was doing that.
No.
But if you, No.
And I only saw Dr. Sharma in the biophysical profile clinic because I called them directly and asked to see a doctor. You told me multiple times, you and Mary Ann and somebody else told me that you always see a doctor at the biophysical profile clinic. And I told you that you do not. I did not with George. And you guys just don't say anything. Like, I'm asking for a referral to a doctor.
Laura, I hear you're angry and you're upset and that you have what you're telling about you're having symptoms of PTSD. I apologize if I... undermined
Wendy,
or,
Wendy, I'm, you almost yes. killed Charlie. Do you understand that? I was rupturing. Do you understand that? Have you seen my scans, my 38 and my 37-week scan? I'm more than halved in a week. I was rupturing.
I don't know what you... Do you think you were rupturing at 38?
I was. Dr. Maydan told me I was.
Laura, can we sit down together and go through your notes? I'm really, really happy. Like, I really want to go through because I did not get that impression from Dr. Maydan.
He's covering for Tundi Baez. He's covering for Dr. Liebreg. He's covering for Dr. Shaletto.
But because if I remember correctly, Laura, I remember him even offering you one.
I know, Wendy. I know he did.
To have an induction.
I know he did, and he should not have.
And he is also the provider who read all your notes, and we did consult with him to say this is what the patient's reporting, and he felt like at the time that it wasn't a concern. Like, we really did seek the professional as well.
And you know what? I really wish I got called by Dr. Murji the day after I delivered. I really wish I had been delivered by him, because my isthmocele is worse now. And it's causing me symptoms. And Dr. Maydan did not fix me. When I brought up that I thought I was having symptoms from the isthmocele.
Yeah.
You blew me off.
I blew you off.
Yes.
I didn't have evidence of it. I heard you, and then I kept saying, okay, I'll show you. Like I said, please screen time with me.
It's a good idea. Can you just give me the records, please? I really don't want to talk to you anymore.
Laura, I feel very terrible that this is how our relationship has turned out. I honestly don't know how to
call the EMR support.
I send them a text message. I do know the archive notes, and besides me pulling it on my screen.
Okay, you have the same EMR as my family doctor.
How would I?
And I got my notes from her, so I don't know why this is a problem.
Is it the arc, like the post-it note, like the
when a patient goes in and speaks to the provider, and the provider types what the patient is saying, where does that go?
Okay, so I will look that up. It's because I can see those notes on your EMR chart. I can see them. Now, the thing is, you want me to print them or send them to you. That part, I don't know how. I really don't. I can ask my staff again. If not, we will contact the TELUS people, TELUS EMR people, to see how we can get that out to you. Okay, I thought I did, but it doesn't sound like they gave me an answer because you want those notes. I will call and find out. I don't know if I can do it today, Laura. But I will work on it, because I felt like I did before, and when I did print it out, it looked like you did get the whole package that Angelica provided to you when you came to the office. But it doesn't seem like it.
You're not giving what I asked for.
The
notes are not there.
Yes. Okay. So let me see. Let me go back and let me print it at my office, because when I'm reviewing this, I'm reviewing it on a regular computer, but I'm not actually printing it out. So let me, Laura, I promise you, you have my word. I am at the hospital right now. But when I have a chance, when I have a moment, I will get to it. It may even be next week. But I will get to the latest will be next week. Okay? Because I really, really want you to have full transparency.
Please look at all the emails, all of the stuff I've asked for. I've asked for a lot of things.
Okay. And you are entitled to it. I want you to feel like we're not hiding anything from you. I really just want to be able to get them out to you. I genuinely don't know how. And I've deferred it to my staff, but I will personally try again, because I did click everything.
I want you to know, Wendy, listen to this. 37 weeks, 1.9 millimeter residual myometrium. 38 weeks, 0.079.
I hear that.
I waited for the scheduled C-section, he could have died.
That's not what I intended. I want you to know, Laura, that is... You even paged me at one point in your pregnancy, I remember, because you were having Braxton Hicks.
I was having extremely high blood pressure. That was something else that was blown off.
And then there was that, too.
Shouldn't I have been tested for preeclampsia?
But your blood pressure had been fine, Laura. Even post that, I remember saying to you, it had been fine, it was okay. And even when you presented to the hospital the day of the low fluid, your blood pressure was fine.
So it was stress.
It could be a myriad of things. It could be environmental. It could be it could be a bunch of factors.
So it was, you knew I was extremely stressed out, and you were not sending me for the scan.
Laura, I would like to, I feel terrible that that's how you felt. I know
that you sent the scan only after I was seen by Dr. Sharma. I know that. I was being sent to Dr. Maydan, and there was nothing about the scan. The first time Marianne sent me, there was nothing about the scan. I would have walked into his office 38 weeks, I would have been told I have oligohydramnios, and I would not have been scanned, and I would have been offered Tolac.
So going to the Dr. Sharma piece about the BPP consult, I have to review your chart, Alara, because these some pieces of this I'm forgetting, and I'm going to be totally honest with you about that part. If that's what you felt and that's the case...
No, that's not what I felt. I know that's what happened.
That's because that's what happened, Lara. That's really not my intentions. I agree with you. I do want the best possible outcome for you and baby. I do not intend...
I'm concerned about your patients right now. Because you are so good at blowing people off. I am worried for your patients.
It's very hard for me to hear that, Laura, because I really feel like I provide exceptional care. But
Wendy, you almost killed Charlie. Listen to what you're saying.
I know. I hear you saying that, and I feel terrible that's what I did.
Please, I don't want to talk to you again. Call my husband. I already asked you. I knew this would happen. That's why I asked you to call him.
You did? See, I didn't even know that part.
Well, I emailed the staff. I would have had a meltdown yesterday in front of my three children.
Oh, Laura, I want you to know I'm so sorry.
I was having insomnia and problems.
You were having?
Yes, when I got the result of the 37-week scan, you got icy cold. You got so mean, and you got up and you walked out of the room.
So sorry I did that. I'm sorry. I am very, very...
You turned it into something about you. You were worried about getting fired. As if I'm punishing you because I have an isthmocele and I want to go to a competent surgeon who can fix it. Dr. Maidan made it worse. You put me in a position where I couldn't pick who did the C-section because I was 38 weeks pregnant getting a consult. Do not call me again. Talk to my husband, please.
Okay, Laura, I know I did what I did, and it was awful.
Promise me that you will not do this to somebody else.
I do not. I will promise you that, Laura. Promise you I will...
Call my husband if you want follow-up.
Okay, so can I... try and share with him the screen.
Yes, but you need to talk to him about it. You have his... I gave the staff his phone number. Do you want it? He's working right now.
Okay. I promise you I will look for that email. I will call him. It's Ron, right?
Yes.
Okay. Laura, my heart is breaking because I...
You sound really insincere. I'm going to be perfectly clear with you. You sound very fake. I'm going now.